Campers, while we're gathering around the campfire, we just want to let you know we are not what you would call experts. What we do have is a love for researching and discussing the lore of cryptids, creatures,
and an occasional spooky woman that can eat our soul.
So if you are in need of immediate help with the chupacabra in your yard, please consult someone else.
Also, this podcast isn't for kids. These campfire stories can contain graphic and explicit content that may not be suitable for young campers, so listener discretion is advised. And I'm here with my co-host Ryan.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Alluring, our folklore podcast, where we tell you the history and stories of different legends, lore, sometimes other stuff from all around the world.
And oh boy, I just
Jimmy always tries to like guess what I'm gonna say with her hands, so I like to throw wild cards in during the intro just to
then I
throw
just
her
look
off.
Like I may be having a stroke. It's fine. It's you should not be messing with me today. Today is not the day. Oh my god. Man. I just realized I don't have a mug for my adult beverage, so I'll just cover it with a print or something and the thing. I don't think it's bad.
The bottle. It's fine now. Who cares?
It's fine. Yeah. I feel like it's so look, weird in the generation we grew
here,
up.
You know?
Yeah, I was like, for like Edgar's birthday, we went and hung out with some of his friends and they were watching podcasts and it was just like white guys drinking all these branded beers. And I was like, I think I could drink a beer.
That's what us white guys like to do is drink branded beers.
It's okay. I drink branded seltzers. So yeah. I'm really fitting into the bi stereotype. Every day.
Yeah. You know, stones at glass houses, you know.
So, let's get into this. Ryan, what did you find? Oh, so alluring this week.
So, I don't remember if I said it on the episode, but on our last recording, we ended and I like full sprinted out of the podcast because I needed to catch a movie that started in like 10 minutes. and that movie was the new Scream movie, which was solid. But then I haven't watched a Scream movie in like, when did the last one come out? 2011. So like 12 years. And I was like, I don't remember a single damn thing about the old movies. So I rewatched every single Scream movie this week.
Holy
which
shit.
There's six of them. It was a lot. I remembered how much I liked them.
Oh my gosh.
It was a good week. Yeah.
Wow, I could probably emotionally handle one.
Yeah.
So that's impressive.
They're not that long. They're like an hour and a half. So I'm studying for my A+ right now for like IT stuff. And then so I'd like take a quiz, then watch a movie, and then take a quiz, then watch a movie. So okay. It was a nice breakup from, you know, crying over practice tests.
You went from like real life stress of expectations to fantasy stress of survival.
Yeah, I think you would like Scream personally because they're more like murder mysteries than they are horror movies. Because the whole time you're like trying to figure out who the killer is.
Okay.
Like there is also like slasher stuff in it, but mostly it's like who could it be? You know.
Ooh, okay. That's like the really fun thing about starting the other podcast with you. Here's the truth. I've always wanted, and I've talked to you about it. Anyway, I've always wanted to like watch horror movies. Yeah. But the reason I have it is I didn't have the greatest relationships with humans growing up. like, me and my family solid, yeah. right? But I just knew some weird people growing up in Utah County. And I used to always get made fun of for getting scared. And I just get, like, jump scared really easy. And yeah. I don't like gore, which I don't feel are weird things to not be okay with.
Reasonable things to not like.
Right. So I would always get, like, ridiculed for it. So I'm like, I don't want to watch a scary movie with people that are just going to make fun of me for it. And now I'm like, you know, scary movies are actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, you watched X, which is, like, the goriest movie I've seen in a while. And you're okay. Here you are. So
my first laughter was, like, the most intense. Yeah.
Scream is not gory at all. It's just bloody and jump scares. But... Cool. Anyway,
I'm excited for that one.
That's a whole nother podcast. What did you find alluring this week?
Man, I don't have it. I will. Everyone, you gotta stay tuned to our Patreon videos that I'm making. I have created a mini felt Mothman the size of your hand, and he looks like chaos. I was working on one of the videos for our Patreon ads, which is him in front of fire saying donate today. And that's the whole ad.
I love it so much. It's so adorable. You don't have it with you?
I don't, man. Because I always edit these before I post them. So for everyone watching on YouTube, I'll put like a little picture. There he is looking in. But the best part about that is I was like, I want to make a felt Mothman. I don't think it will be hard. And Edgar was just like, let me see how it turns out. Because I like to do crafty projects with no idea how to like start it. And literally I was like, oh, it's just like a paper craft. And I made one first try and have a pattern of it and it looks solid. So
that was a first try?
First try.
Wow. That's honestly like, impressive.
I had like live sheet of paper and I was like, because back in high school, the only other time I've like sewed a toy together was like the frog you make in sewing class. And because I sculpt and stuff, I know how to use clay and everything. So I was like, maybe it's like the same thing where I just put like three shapes together and I put three shapes together and it was done and it was great. So I don't know. That's my alluring thing is I'm way more crafty than I thought. And I have no idea how to make a transition out of that for you. So good luck. I don't know. He was chaotic. He looks like pure chaos. Does that give you something?
That's too easy.
That's too easy. His eyes are filled with the hatred of being underpaid in this economy.
There we go. You know who else is underpaid in this economy? Is this week's folklore. And once I pull my soundboard up that I definitely didn't forget. We're going to cue those campfire sounds.
Okay.
I was hoping you'd say little guy, so I could be like, you know who else is a little guy? But, you know, sometimes you set up transitions in your head and you just sit there hoping it comes and it doesn't come. And that's okay.
Expectation versus reality. Yeah. We got period brain Kimmy today, so you guys, we are not going to be on the same wavelength at all.
When night falls upon the homestead, and the whole family is fast asleep in their beds, a household spirit starts to roam, doing chores, protecting the family, and watching over the home. That is a poem by none other than Kimmy herself. Wow.
Woo.
Wow, thanks. So beautiful. Listen, what are we talking about?
It's so hard to find poems, you guys.
Yeah, we've been doing some obscure ones lately.
Like, everyone's like, oh, Kimmy's just talented and everything and writing her own poems. Yeah. No, I put two sentences and do the most basic rhyming word at the end. Because I can't find shit. So here we are.
It turns out 44 episodes into a folklore podcast, you start needing to do some less known ones.
People are just voting for niche topics. Like, yeah. The next two we have stuff for, but this yeah. one I was like, I don't know, Chief.
There's only so many Mothmen out there, you know? Anyway.
So, when resting at night, the sounds of the floorboards creaking and objects shuffling fill the silence. But don't fear. First thought may be there's an intruder or even a poltergeist around. But uh-huh. I'm here to tell you that it may be something that means no harm. There is a chance it's a wee house spirit running around and compelling some housework. Not compelling. Completing some housework. I mean, housework.
It is also compelling.
Housework. It is. Like, let me zoom in a little. And my old eyes.
Is a bit compelling.
A little bit. And the little wee folk is helping take care of the home while the family rest. So here is the lovely illustration for all of our amazing audio listeners. If you want to check out the illustration for this episode, go to our website, alorian.com, check out our blog, or go to our Instagram. I think I post all of these on Pinterest, too, but I never know when those get out, so don't trust that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and come watch it on our YouTube. But if not, this week, we will be talking about the hardworking Domovoi. These house spirits were a major part of pleasant life during the Middle Ages and continue to be told in legends to this very day. And I thought you would like him because he looks like a little...
That's just me.
He looks like a talking cab. He looks like a mini Ryan sleeping in a jar.
Now I have a question right off the bat because I've been reading it as Domovoi all day, so... That's what I'm going to be saying, so I don't know
the correct
pronunciation, so we may be pronouncing it differently. Once again, very broad. Turns out you can't just Google Domovoi translation on Google. I tried. And it was not in English, so it was very hard to understand.
And it's, like, faster for some reason? When you try to listen to it,
I don't always trust Google Translate.
No, I listened to like a few different versions and I have no idea. Like, y'all, I'm trying my best. And the thing is, I feel Slavic words are either you get them right off the bat or not in this lifetime. There's like no in between. So.
That being said, I will be calling him a little guy quite often because that's a lot easier to say.
A wee folk.
Yeah.
So, legends of the Domovoi have been around for centuries and are believed to have originated in pre-Christian Slavic mythology during the 6th century CE. You already honing in your answer?
Oh, yeah.
So, though it is difficult to pinpoint the exact moment these creatures appeared, there are a few different theories as to how they came to be. So... Again, I got some Slavic words in here, so brace yourself, everybody. One belief is that the corpse of Domovoi staged a revolt against Slarog when the universe was created. Slarog drove them from his realm, whereupon they were thrown from the skies and fell onto the earth. Some of these spirits happened to land in human dwellings, and over time they grew to like people. Huh. They even became less evil and started to care for the homes and the people they lived with. But they were still quite mischievous and would cause chaos when they were not adequately honored or treated with disrespect. So that's the main belief for them. The next one is that they are the souls of one or all of the deceased family members of the home. So these creatures were deeply rooted in the religious belief system of the Slavic people and had strong links to ancestor worship. When they passed, these souls would then watch over the family and the homes. To honor this, house gods were represented by the Slavics as statues made of clay or stone, which is what this beautiful, chaotic little image is. Where was I? Which were at first placed in niche areas of that house's doors and later on the mantelpieces above the ovens. That's because the Domovoi is known to live in the hearth or behind the stove. The house dwellers would also take great care to not disturb the smoldering remains of a fire to help keep their ancestors from falling through the grates. Oh. So it's really cute. I think this is a very cute legend about caring for your house spirits. So the first one, they get banished from the realm.
Yeah, not as cute.
Which, not as cute, but to be fair, they were revolting, so...
Yeah,
it's a very one-side-of-history story. Yeah. And then the next one, they're just like your family watching over you. So, regardless of what the true origins of them are, it was believed that every peasant's home had one. It was also common knowledge that the wheat folk would express itself in a few different house spirits, since each of these spirits served in different parts of the home. So this is where it got kind of confusing, because think of Domovoy as like, and I'm going to say it completely different each time I say it, so everyone just buckle up. If there's a D and an O sound, that's the creature I'm talking about. Think of it kind of like how fairies is like a general category, and then there's like subs to it. Yeah. But the thing is, all the other spirits are still the Domovi, from what I understood, because it was a lot of old language translated through Google. So,
okay,
this is where we are. Do you want to popcorn it? Because there's a few.
Sure.
You can go first, because I want to drink.
All right. First, we have Bannock. This is the spirit that lives in the bathhouse, and people avoid taking baths at night, because if they do, the Bannock will suffocate and drown them. Especially, and this is the right here, if they haven't prayed first. Now, I, for one, have never prayed before a bath. So maybe that's something you should think about.
He's just like behind your like monstera in your bathroom, and he just like peeks out, and then you like, do like a quick pray, and he like he looks at you soon and goes back behind the plat. The next one is Domovoj Laska, and this is the one that lives in the yard, known as the yard dweller.
Then we have the Ovenik, which this one lives in the barn and the backyard, aka the barn dweller, who will bury you in manure if you don't pray first. I believe
all of them if you don't pray. No.
Yeah, the last one, the yard dweller, will just bury you, period.
They won't hide behind a plant. They're not waiting. They'll just do it. And then the next are two very similar ones. It's the Vazila. I said that very resilient, so Vazila. I know that's wrong. Vazila. And that's a house spirit that protects the horses of the barn.
Bury you in a horse if you don't pray.
Opens the horse up.
Yeah, it's crazy. You should see it.
Magic. And then the next one is the Bagan, which is a house spirit that protects goats and cows in the barn. So both of them can be seen sleeping in a crib during the night. So that's when they'll go in the house.
Believe it or not, the dragon doesn't bury you. Or he doesn't really care if you pray or not. He's just chill.
No, because he's with the animals all day. Yeah. He doesn't need people interaction.
Oh, and I got the last one. Then there, the female counterpart is known as the Dominia, which...
Nice.
That's quite the name.
it's like another word for dominatrix.
That's what I was thinking. It's like a dominatrix Domovia.
I saw it in your eyes. I saw it. Yeah. Like, are you sure that's what it's supposed to be?
That's not what it was in Kimmy's drawing.
Subscribe to our Patreon now.
Yeah. It's a different book.
Oh my goodness. So the word Domovoy, also spelled like Domovoy, or has a J at the end instead of a Y or an I, it's derivative from the word Dom, meaning house, Ryan. It literally means master of the house.
Okay.
That ain't. See, there was a little dance there for a second. A dance, you don't quite know. This creature is also known by slightly different names in various Slavic languages. Here's a handy-dandy list of a few of them I found, and I am realizing through the period fog that they're just all the ones I just said. Yeah. So we're just going to skip
Domovik
that.
Domovik is Ukrainian. Damovik with an A is Belarusian. And then Domovoy with a J and a Y, unknown origins.
Yeah. And now you know all about its origins and what they go by. So I'm going to hand it over to Ryan to tell you some stories about these wee folks.
And let me just tell you, Kimmy, there were thousands of stories about the Domovoy, right? Just so many out there. It was actually kind of crazy.
There was, I had a note, but I'll say it now. Like, I actually had a really difficult time for this section because there were a lot of stories, but they were all like full on fantasy books, like chapters and chapters. And normally I like for like little short fairy tales or things I can summarize. And I didn't have time to read a whole book about anything. So, I did want to take this moment. Huge shout out to Kelsey from Fairy Tale Fix because she is a gem. Since we did the promo swap, not promo, episode swap of them, she will get panicked messages from me at weird hours of the day. Like, do you have a fairy tale for this weird niche creature? And bless her heart, because she's always like, let me look. And the next day she's like, I couldn't find anything. Or she's like, here's like seven. And which just saves my ass. So go check out their stuff. But she couldn't even find anything that was just like short stories. She's like, I don't know how you found
something
anything.
If she can't find something, because so, well, anyway.
So everything I found was from short, very short blurbs, and I did fluff up some of them. So creative liberty has been taken.
This first one is from the Encyclopedia of Russian and Slavic Myth and Legends, which by an author I would not expect to write an Encyclopedia of Russian and Slavic Myths and Legends, Mike Dixon Kennedy. shout out. All right. So there were once two peasants who were neighbors and lived next to each other. One of the neighbors' horses were already always well-fed and well-groomed, whereas the other neighbor's horses were always sickly and thin. Wishing to find out why his horses were so much more fine than those of his neighbors, fine as in, like, tiny, you know, the peasant hid at night and caught the Domovoy grooming, feeding, and watering his horses from a large water casket in the yard. The following day, not wanting his drinking water supply to be contaminated by an ugly spirit, rude, he asked his jealous neighbor what he should do. The neighbor knew that the Domovoy was surely helping this lucky fellow and keen to see him reduced to the same terms as himself. He suggested that the man drill a large hole in the cask. He could then plug the hole during the day, but let the water out at night. The man foolishly followed this advice, and when the Domovoy came to water the horses that night, he found the cask empty. Enraged, he smashed the stables to pieces and killed the horses. So, don't get in their way, I guess, is the moral of that story.
I think a better moral is, if you're going to be racist to people that are helping you...
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Because when he said ugly spirit, I knew exactly what his thought process was.
So these are some very short stories. Do you want me to read your little note? Well, I guess we kind of already went over
it. Oh, I just read it.
All right. So this one, well, first off, would you like to be blue or green in this first story?
I'll be blue because that looks a little easier on me.
All right. So this is called The Devil in the Stove. There was a hut in which no one would live, for the children of everyone who had inhabited it had died, and so it remained empty. But at last there came a man who was very poor, and he entered the hut and said,
Good day. To whom is in this house?
What dost thou want? Cried the old one.
I am poor. I have neither roof nor courtyard.
Sadly, said the newcomer. Live here, said the old one. Only tell thy wife to grease the stove every week and look after the children, that thy mind lie down upon it. So the poor man settled in that hut and lived in it peacefully with all his family. And one evening, when he had been complaining about his poverty, the old one took a whole potful of money out of the stove and gave it to him. So they're not always bad guys. You know, you be chill to them. You grease their stove once a week. And they, you know, they let you live there. They give you money. So shout out.
Well, he didn't even do anything. That was all his wife.
Yeah, well, yeah, fair. So, yeah, it's a common theme here of people just being lazy and...
Yeah, so he's not even doing anything to contribute to this.
Yeah.
He's like, have your wife take care of everything. Just chill, you know? Yeah. And then he's like, you know what?
We'll take care of you.
You know how I'm not doing anything and I'm poor? That kind of sucks. And it's like, no. Yeah, we I got you.
As long as your wife keeps greasing that stove, you're good to go. All right. This one's called The House on Fire. Once upon a time, a servant... maid awoke one morning, lighted the fire, and went for her bucket to fetch water, but not a bucket was to be seen. So she started the fire. That's the fire pumpkin.
Again, translation, word.
This is being translated into English. So it seems like she, by lighted the fire, means like she saw a fire.
Correct. That's what I assumed.
Yeah. Of course, she thought a neighbor's taking care of them. Out she ran to the river, and there she saw the domovoy, a little old man in a red shirt, who was drawing water in her buckets to give the bay mare to drink. And he glared ever so at the girl, his eyes burned just like live coals. She was terribly frightened and ran back again. But at home there was woe. All the house was ablaze. So in this one, the domovoy just decided to burn someone's house down.
No, he just decided not to help in putting out the fire.
I think that his eyes burned like live coals kind of hinted at maybe he lit the house on fire for some reason.
These stories are a lot like interpretive dance, folks. Yeah. Like, we're really just trying to figure out what the fuck's
going on. Work with me, people. Your guess is as good as mine at what these
stories
mean.
There was a fire. The passion of a thousand suns in his eyes at one point, and the house burned down. But the horse was taken care of. So, whatever conclusion that comes to, to you, that's
it. This next one is called Pranking the Cat. So, one day, when the domovoy had caught up with a cat, he flung it on the ground. And the housewife said to him, why did you do that? Is this the way to manage a house? Why can't get on without our cat? A pretty manager, forsooth. Again, I don't know what that means. From time to time, the domovoy gave up troubling the cat. This feels like it was written by an AI. Like, I know it's just translated. So what happened in that story is the domovoy got really tired of the house cat and just decided, I'm taking this thing out. But the lady who lived there was like, don't kill my cat. That's not cool. And the domovoy was like, all right, you're right. My bad. And that's the end of that story. These make last week's stories seem like gold.
Man, it was so... Ryan, I need to show you the webpage I pulled these from, because it's just a wall of text. Hours and hours. It's a wall of text, and they, like, wrote, like, they were trying to source things between it, and it was the stories, but there was no sources to the stories, and all the sources were books. In, like, old Russian, and here's I was a, like...
Here's a book from 1547 written in a dead language, translated into Russian, and then translated into English.
I, like, opened the browser tab and dust popped out from my computer, you guys. These stories are more for good time this week.
Believe it or not, like, the dial-up sound started when you turn, when you open the website for some reason. Like,
my computer became a Dell for some reason. a home phone appeared out of nowhere. It was really weird, you guys.
Speaking of terrible translations, this next one's called The Lost Color Cows. So work with me, people. All right. One day, there was a peasant who purchased some new horses, not cows. He delightfully led them to his barn, took great care of them, and then went on to take his leave for the evening after a hard day of work. The next morning, he woke up and was shocked to see they were no longer in the stable. The man searched all day and night, but alas, he couldn't find the horses. The man needed the horse to help with chores, but had no more funds to purchase another. However, he did have enough to purchase a hack, which I believe is a cow.
Yeah, I don't know. Some said cow, some said a horse. I don't know.
It's probably like a, what are the, like an ox? I think it's like an ox.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Someone in the medieval ages that's listening to the podcast right now is screaming at
when the world like circles back around, like like it's obviously an ox. Come on. So the poor man bought himself what we believe is a colorful cow and brought it back to the barn. Still disappointed about all the new horses that were now lost, that's when he heard a small voice perk up. What's a horse? There's something like a horse, quite different from the others, exclaimed a delighted domovoy. Look at the color of it. The hack apparently was the hue of a domovoy's favorite color, and since that day, everything went well for the peasant and the animals returned to the barn. So if someone steals all of your horses, just buy one in a color they like, and they'll be like, all right. We'll keep this one.
Yep.
Yeah. So that is all we have. I'm so sorry, dear listeners. again, work with me on this one. If you have any idea what the house on fire or the pranking the cat one was talking about, please let us know on social media, because I would sure like to know.
Comment what you think the moral of those stories were, because there can be no wrong answer at this point. No. Like the last story you just read, the lost colored cows,
wasn't even again about it was about horses.
And it was three sentences long. So I was just like, well, obviously, I'm going to add a few things. And the three of the sentences, one of them was his quote. So the other two, I had no idea. So I couldn't even add on to that. I was like, you know what? God's going to take the wheel on that.
He sure did. You know what else he takes the wheel of, and that's our sponsors. All right.
Trying to get a non-blurry photo of Bigfoot isn't easy. It takes hours of researching, mapping its location, and tracking the cryptid down. So when you do finally get that crisp picture of Bigfoot, you'll want to frame it for all the world to see. And what better way to frame it than by heading over to Framebridge? Framebridge has a wonderful selection of custom frames to pick from, and it's so easy to work with. All you have to do is pick a custom frame, upload or mail your artwork using their free prepaid mailer, and your frame is then built and sent right to your doorstep. And let's just say while getting this photo of Bigfoot, you stumble upon a piece of bark with his claw marks on it. Well, with Framebridge, you can send it in and get that framed as well. They easily frame 3D objects from an embroidered gift to your favorite alluring podcast tee, or even an award for getting the first non-blurry photo of Bigfoot. From pictures to 3D objects, they got you covered. And one of my absolute favorite features from FrameBridge is the gallery wall creator. Simply upload a collection of your own photos and customize one of their many expertly designed layouts in just a few minutes. They will then send you the framed artwork, hardware, and a life-sized hanging guide. So what are you waiting for? Go to our website, alluring.com/sponsors, and click on the FrameBridge banner today. Again, go to our website, alluring.com/sponsors, and click on the FrameBridge banner and get framing today. Fun fact, there's a great new paranormal podcast we think you should check out. It's called Shook. Shook is a comedic podcast about all things paranormal and unexplained, hosted by your pals Amanda and Sana. These ladies are no strangers to the other side, and they have both had their own eerie experience with the paranormal. Everything from Ouija board activity and ghost sightings to chilling encounters with sleep paralysis demons. They've been through it all. Sana and Amanda cover a good mix of well-known hauntings as well as the more obscure encounters, many of which somehow involve Harry Houdini. To top it off, they have the best non-fiction paranormal book recommendations. So check out Shook every other Wednesday on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen. Every season is spooky season in their book, so settle in and prepare to be, well, shook.
Welcome back, campers. We hope you enjoyed that little break. We are now going to talk about the parents and some, like, fun information. Because this was one of those topics, there wasn't a lot of history with it or stories, but there was a lot of information about them specifically, which was really interesting shift from our normal show note layout. So I made it work. So the Domovoy can appear as a little woman, but most commonly appears as a little man just under 1 foot tall. It is covered in very thick hair ranging in colors of yellow, gray, or brown, and sometimes will sport a nice white beard. There is no hair around its eyes or its nose and appears to have wrinkly skin and glowing bright eyes. At times, it is even seen with a small tail or tiny little horns. The Domovi can be seen sporting the latest issue of Gnome Monthly with a red shirt, blue belt, or a blue kaftan with a rose-colored belt. Or some basic working clothes and a nice cloak. So when you think basic gnome, this is it. This is the fashion sense. Just covered in hair. And not only do they have this hairy human form, but they're also known to manifest into a collection of multiple forms. So the first is a snake, which is their most common symbolization. So, like, that's all I could really find to explain it.
Yeah, they do seem slithery.
Yeah, so, like, they'll just use a snake to symbolize it in the house, I guess. I don't, again, lots of translation stuff this week, you guys. Then, of course, we got cat, dog, a pig, a bird, a calf or baby cow, and then we have a bear. Right. And this is the one I don't think, because all the others are kind of like small animals. And I feel like a bear was it just trying to like impress someone at one point.
Perhaps it was a small bear, like a koala or like a red panda.
In medieval Europe, it would turn into a red.
They're like, what the hell is that thing?
It's like, I'm not going to keep this form up. This is too much conversation. it can also change into human appearances, so it can turn into the master of the house or into any of the departed ancestors of the given family in the home. So wild.
When it becomes the master, is it just like a 1 foot tall version of the master, or is it like a full size?
It goes full size master, because that would be absolutely hilarious to have a little Barbie version of like my great grandma. Yeah, I like
that a little more.
Just like, it's like, hey, listen here, and you look over at what you think is your deceased parent and they're really just a 1 foot Barbie doll, and you're like, I don't feel threatened by you.
Perhaps Barbie dolls are Domovoy's.
Barbies are Domovoy's. That's the episode title, maybe. We'll see. I'm liking it more in my head than saying it out loud. So the Domovoy is an introverted guardian spirit that only comes out at night and is known for both its kind and vengeful personality. So it shows kindness by helping around the house and watching over the family, and is also goes out of its way to regulate behavior in the home. And it will do it even to an extreme. So, one anecdote tells of a peasant woman who left the house without a scarf covering her hair to admire the night sky. The Domovoy then grabbed the woman by her braid and dragged her up into the attic as punishment for violating conventions of peasant life.
Yeah.
Little extreme. They're also much more aggressive if one gets on their bad side. So that's not even on their bad side. That's them just regulating. So if they feel any displeasure with the family's actions, they will cause trouble on the farm or make strange knocking and grating noises in the house, which can feel a lot like poltergeist activity. So there are even tales of these little spirits choking the residents of the home at night. This behavior, though very aggressive, is not always interpreted as malevolent, and the choking is rather their being playful. Which,
I don't know about that one, Chief.
I think this is something that didn't age too well.
Yeah.
And the idea of a Domovoy accidentally choking family members and finding out which ones have the weird kink for it is not going to be a great night for anyone in the family. The Domovoy's like, this was supposed to be a prank, but now I feel uncomfortable. And it just makes me laugh so hard. I like it, like, getting uncomfortable and be like, gross, and, like, offended and leaving the room.
I'm gonna go now, yeah.
It's like, this was fun, but you took it way too far, bro. Yeah. I just I love it so much. So now, it's really easy to get on their bad side because they can be easily offended. So the best way to handle this is to give them some gifts or sacrifices. I got a good old handy-dandy list. Do you want to popcorn it?
Yeah, we can popcorn it. So, number one, place a bread, milk, or leftovers from the evening meal near the stove as an offering.
Give them some good old tobacco.
Classic. Offer them the first slice of bread cut from the first dinner in the new house. See, the first slice of bread's the worst. The first and last slice of bread are the worst. You get bread. And some lore says to bury that bread in the courtyard. That was just an excuse for people to get rid of the worst slice of bread.
Or maybe that was the Domovoy that would keep getting the first slice of bread and was like, you know,
perhaps
if you bury it, I would like it so much more.
Yeah.
So he's trying to be like, listen, we can make this better for both of us. The next is a slice of bread stewed with salt, wrapped in a white cloth and placed in the hallway or courtyard while members of the king bows towards the four directions reciting prayers to the Domovoy. This is very complex version of above step. So it's how creative you're feeling that day, I guess.
Bury a small cloak under the floor of the house because everyone loves that new shiny outfit.
Mm-hmm. Got to flex on the other house spirits in the neighborhood. Treat the house with respect and keep it maintained. I don't need to read that.
Okay. Don't ever use bad language, especially during meals.
I like to think it's like, don't use what the last person in your family died would consider bad language.
Yeah.
And we'll get more into why, but keep that in mind because it could mean anything to anyone, you know?
I never.
That could be enough for someone, you know? Yeah. When moving, remember to invite them into the new home and not to leave them stranded.
Yep. So this one, before leaving, remember to sit on the lane, which sitting on the lane is a Russian tradition, which means spending a few minutes of silence sitting down before a long journey connected with the domovoy. According to the legend, domovoy does not like to be alone. If alone, it will hide or take the owner's belongings. Thus, the owners are trying to deceive the domovoy, pretending that they will not leave their place of residence for a long time. Little obsessive.
Sorry, I saw the picture you posted in our document. I don't know how you make memes so fast. That's the funniest thing. Anyway, we'll finish this and we'll get to that. Get cattle, poultry, dogs, and cats in their favorite hue. So each domovoy has their favorite color, and it's important for the family to try and get all their cattle, poultry, dogs, cats in this hue. So in order to find out what its favorite color is, the peasants take a piece of cake on Easter Sunday and wrap it in a rag and hang it up in the stable. At the end of 6 weeks, they will look to see what color the maggots are. This is going to be the domovoy's favorite color, which is disgusting. But
there's
got to
be a better way.
There's got to be a Q&A you can write. I think if you wrote it on a sticky note and provided a little pencil or like a box of crayons, and it's like, which is your favorite? They'll figure it out. That meme was absolutely magical, Ryan. It was Barbie, but instead
of... I put it up on the screen for a second there.
It's my favorite. It's Barbie for all our audio listeners, and she, like, has her hands up looking all super cute, and the font, instead of saying Barbie in text, it says domovoy. So it will be a pessim meme, and I love it. I was a very Barbie girl growing up, and I am quite proud of it because she made me very happy. Okay, so these are all great ways to get on the good side. But let's say in the worst case scenario, a resentful domovoy is in the home. It's important to sacrifice a cock at midnight. Did you just put nice in there? At midnight, and then sprinkle the nooks and corners of the common hall or courtyard with the animal's blood. Again, this is the worst case scenario because if provoked, they will harass the homeowner by placing a goat skull under his home's threshold. And that's because
worst case scenario.
Worst case.
Yeah.
And that's because they fucking hate goats. Like, that's it. Like, they don't like goats. To be fair, when we were going over, like, the animal responsibilities, none of them, like, there's none for taking care of goats. It's for cows and pigs and horses.
Yeah. So the domovoy is for sure just, like, I mean, you said it earlier, like, it's, like, a bunch of different, like, types of the same thing. But there's, like, so many different things that it's, I don't know how to say this, like, people were just winging it when they came up with the domovoy. Like, someone just said one time, like, I don't think they like goats. And people were like, yeah, that's probably right.
You know, the more I think about it, the more the domovoy is like Barbie, where it has all of these things it does, all of these career aspirations, all of these different aspects to it, but it's still one essence. You know? It's Barbie. Because she's got all of her careers. She's got all the different versions of her roaming around, you know. But that is Barbie. So to me, they're the same thing.
They're the same thing.
Same exact thing. And they're both about a foot tall. So if you see a Barbie running around your house, don't be scared. Because it may just be a domovoy. And that's okay.
I'd like to replace my modern takes with just the domovoy is Barbie. That is all.
I think I even... Wait. Listen. I have like an aerial Barbie doll like within a foot of me. You guys, I really love Barbie.
In your hand?
It's an aquatic dolphin boy.
They take care of aquariums if you let them.
She actually, I'll hear flopping at night, and that's actually what it is. It's just the sound of her just getting tossed around. Mm-hmm. Anyway, now you may be wondering, if they are this temperamental, why would anyone want them in their house? Well, that's because of their deep connection with the household. So they are essential to the peasant home, like Barbie is to mine, apparently. Yeah. So when a family would move into a new home, they would put the ashes into a jar and bring it with them. So the ashes from the stove. And they would say, "Welcome, grandfather, to the new." It was also important that the eldest entered the new home first. And that's because the first to enter a new home was the next to die and become the domovoy.
Well, that's a little dark.
Now, Ryan's right, because when I say next to die, I mean it's going to happen pretty quick. So to prevent the immediate death of the oldest family member, you would need to sacrifice a goat, fowl, or a lamb and bury it under the first stone or log set.
Well, I thought they don't like goats.
That's why.
Oh.
It's so they can build a house on their enemies, I guess.
Gotcha. All right, that's fair.
And I don't know what a fowl is, but I guess a lamb can kind of look like a goat if you're drunk enough. So they're like roughly the same
bird. Yeah, a fowl is like a, not a chicken, but just like, it's just like a wild bird.
Oh, maybe they got into some beef with some fowls. I just feel like this is a lot of like generational war shit that they're just really trying.
Fowls are about their size, so I mean, they probably like. Yeah, they've been fighting for a long time. The Great Fowl War.
You go to his house behind the stove, and there's like an ancient painting carved of them and the fowls. It's like the style of Legend of Zelda Wind Waker with the stained glass. It's like the goat, the fowl, and the domovoy in the triangle.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, my brain is doing great today. But so this would prevent immediate death. And then when the oldest member of the family would eventually die, they would become the next domovoy of the house. Typically, the head of the household was represented by a man, but if it was, it could be either a woman or a man. So it doesn't matter. It's just who's ever the oldest. They do not discriminate. Now, in the off chance the house was abandoned or even burned to the ground, it would sadly remain behind. Then, if a new family ever showed up, they can choose to either, the domovoy specifically, can choose to reject or accept the family. And typically, this was fought out, not between the family, but between the two domovoys. So the abandoned one and the family's one would throw hands, and the winner would take possession of the household and care for the family while the vanquished one would leave. And I love that so much.
Yeah.
Just the idea of it walking in shame and the toughest one surviving is pretty badass to me. Oh, no. Oh, how do you make these so quick? You guys, Ryan just did a caveman painting with the flock bird. Put it in the chat. I don't understand how you can make them so quick, Ryan.
This is why Man. People need to watch our live shows. They're missing
out. Don't know how you see that. That's exactly what I pictured. I love that so much. Are you saving these so I can use them?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Because my brain is really lagging right now.
Everyone will see these posted for our audio listeners. Just check our social media. They'll all be there.
Ryan having access to Canva is a blessing. That's all I can say. They're also one of our sponsors, so I can use their name. It's fine. So why these spirits were so connected to the home was because of their household responsibilities and their spiritual presence. So they only come out at night when everyone's asleep to check on the family and perform their daily tasks. They usually stay hidden from human sight and prefer dwellings in dark corners of the homestead, especially near the stove. Daily tasks include watching over chickens or livestock, making sure the animals aren't going hungry, and even stealing from the neighbors if they must.
That makes my story make so much more sense. So yes. The domovoy was stealing his water to give to the neighbor's horse.
Yes.
Okay. See, sometimes you need a little background. That's the downside of not reading the background before I read my stories, because I want to be surprised. Right. Sometimes I don't know what the hell is going on.
But if we read the background after the stories, it makes the story so much funnier, too. Yeah. So that's why we switched it. Because I feel like when I was telling everything before, it was like, oh, well, this all makes sense. Yeah. But now we're like, why the hell is this happening?
He's mad his neighbor's horse is getting water? Like, what's...
So it's like, let them drink.
Suddenly, the farmer's not such a bad guy.
So the farmer seems like he's just going through a lot and way more relatable. And also the spirits will make sure to take care of their favorite animals by grooming them, giving them extra snacks, braiding their manes, or giving them fresh water, as we have learned. So now, just because they help with the animals doesn't mean they have to take care of them. If a farm animal is being aggressive towards them, they will neglect or even harass the beast to get them to leave. So they're petty as fuck.
I love it.
As a Pisces, I must say, they seem a lot like a Pisces because they're just a very match the energy, and I love it so much.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, I'll be nice. Yeah, that's great. And the moment someone's like, I'm a be a dick, they're like, I can be more of a dick.
Watch.
I love it so much. I'll get into their emotional connection. You'll be like, oh, it is a lot like a Pisces, but it just made me laugh so much. So they also have a discreet presence that can be felt in many different ways. For example, through the sound of their footsteps or when things in the house are being moved around at night. And, you know, when your pets have zoomies in the late hours, that's the domovoy playing with them.
Oh. Well, that's actually a little terrifying.
Oh, I think it's cute.
I don't know. One of my stories, they burned the house down, so I don't...
Not that cute.
Yeah, not that cute.
I think the thought of a little domovoy playing with my little rabbit Luma at night is very cute. Because she, like, has... I made her one of those, like, big cages. And I, like, closed the door, but I don't lock it. Because when I had a lock on it, she learned how to break the lock. And then I put another lock, and she learned how to open the lock.
Yeah.
And she's not in there all day. She's in there... when I go to bed. So at night now, I just like will close the door for her. And I have seen her open the door when she thinks I'm not looking, get out of her cage, do her little zoomies, and then I'll make it sound like I'm coming over to her. And she'll stop, run in her cage, and close the door. Rabbits are too smart, you guys. So anyway, I just think that's adorable. The fact that he's probably helping her out to close the door and...
Yeah.
So she doesn't get caught. Another way its presence is felt in the home is when it touches a person with its hands. Or a man may wake up to find his beard has been braided very nicely. Oh. So those are regarded to be signs of good fortune and for the domovoy's love for the family. So though it is very helpful around the home, the most important thing about it is its connection with the households. Family. So domovoy are deeply connected to the family of the home and do everything they can to protect them. These spirits will warn them of bad omens, such as plagues, to deaths, to war, or any type of threat to the welfare of the home. They will even stop witches from stealing cows, which apparently was a really big problem to find it in multiple articles,
I believe,
and help stop forest spirits from playing pranks on the family. So before a war, a plague, or a fire breaks out, the Domovoy leaves their house and assembles in the meadow to lament. If misfortune to the family is pending, it will warn them by making knocking sounds, riding the horses at night until they are exhausted, or making the watchdogs dig holes in the courtyard and howl throughout the village. This is a lot like Banshees, too. Again, I feel like Domovoy have a lot of every...
Yeah. Is blamed everything on the Domovoy.
Right. And one of the reasons it's known to wail like a banshee is because it is very deeply empathetic. So when the head of the family dies, it can be heard wailing through the night. And it's also very protective of the children and the animal in the home, making sure they are always safe. It also believed if a family member sees its true form of the spirit, it's a bad omen to warn of one's impending death. So very banshee energy we got going on right there.
Yeah.
And though often single, sometimes these little guys want to settle down too. The Domovoy is very family-based and at times will even grace the house with their own little family. The Kikimura and occasionally the Domikar are said to be the wife of the spirit. So, and then there was like the female version we were talking about at the top of the episode. So one tale from the Smolensk province holds that a home's residents might hear a Domovoy's baby crying somewhere in the house. And if a rag were thrown over the place of which the child's cry came, the Domika would be unable to find her baby and would answer any question asked of her in order to secure its return to her. Now, you may be asking, why the hell would someone try to hide another person's baby? Now listen, if you're wanting some dirt on the family, if you're wanting some of the hot tea that's going on, if you do this, it will tell you anything you want to know. So that's how people would, like, get dirt on families. Mm. They would wait till one got comfortable enough to have a family, have a kid, and then pretty much kidnap, not kidnap the kid for dirt on the family.
Jesus.
So, yeah, so pretty wild. I know there was a lot of funny stuff to go on for that because there's just a shit ton of information.
Yeah.
But don't you worry, because the next section is one of our favorites. It is time for Is It Science or the Church?
So I think it was like the second sentence you said this this show that I called it. I'm going to go with the Church on this one. Because, I mean, it's a little house elf that is definitely going to be accused of being a demon.
Yep. You can have this one. And you've learned to catch the subtle phrases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've learned. So now I have to evolve in writing more tricky notes. So that means anyone new listening and starting on this episode is going to have no idea
yep.
what those keywords are. So go back and follow along in rhymes during, because you've been killing it. You've been crushing it.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I kind of have been.
And then I'll do a compilation of all the times you haven't guessed right. Right now? No. I don't have time where I totally
30
win.
Of the 44 episodes.
It just, like, it's a ding in the corner, like,
yeah.
So it was the Church. So it wasn't long until Christianity would try and make a move on the Domovoy belief system. So during wow. the 7th century, as Christianity started to move into Eastern Europe, there was an intermingling of faith and culture which resulted in a phenomenon called, I'm going to say it wrong, Dwyfervory. Or translated to dual faith, which is the orthodox and pagan belief birthed by a popular spirituality where dark and light, clean and unclean, and beneficial and harmful dictated custom. So as a result, this belief was taken two different ways. Okay. So I'll explain that because I know that was a lot I just threw at you.
Yeah.
So one was Orthodox Christianity, which in short is the belief that Christian faith and the church are not separable. Like, you have to believe in both at the same time. Versus the original intent of dual faith, which is a majority of peasants practiced. This was the belief and celebration of, quote, anti-world, end quote, phenomenon. So, which is a super churchy word that says pagan beliefs and celebrations in connection with Christianity. So to help close the gap and get more people to convert to Christianity, house spirits and nature spirits were categorized into beneficial and harmful, aka clean and unclean. For example, unclean spirits were like the devil, Leshy, Rusulka, and at times Domovoy, while clean spirits were saints, angels, and also sometimes the Domovoy. Now, with this constant debate on where the Domovoy stood, it made it difficult for Christianity to fight against the folklore beliefs, and in the end, they had to accept this wee little folk into their church. So plus, the common people weren't just going to toss away their ancestral beliefs of generations, you know? Like, they're like, no, like, what are you talking about? So this resulted in the common people managing to let the Domovoy and Christian faith coexist with ease. For instance, when a family moved into a new home, they would invite a priest to not only bless the home, but they would also make sure to invite the Domovoy in. So I love this because it's the blending of the two belief systems, and they're like, we're not going to let go our family history. And I think, because I feel like a lot of times, like, especially Christianity can just come and really wipe things off the board, and it makes me very sad. Because again, that's the whole thing. That's not the true intent of what it should be, right? But that's what happens, sadly, because people are power hungry. So I love this because it's a blend of both beliefs, and it's still a big part of it to this very day. So I know this episode wasn't as funny, but I absolutely loved all, like, the information about these and the history. So that's all I got for today.
Well, I still have something. Welcome to Modern Takes with Ryan. And this was definitely the easiest modern take we've ever done. So, you know how most of this was like, Domovoy's, you know, not that bad. Pretty good guys. Right? Would you agree with that for the most part?
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're bad at all.
Yeah. So, let me tell you something. On March 30th, and I looked for such a long time to find the name of this holiday. I couldn't. On March 30th, the Domovoy turn evil for one whole day. From dawn until midnight, at this time the house will creak, pipes will wail, pots will bang, wind will howl, and the windows and doors will swing open. And to stop this, the best way is to leave a bribe that, like we discussed earlier, you know, some bread, some tobacco, a small cloak under the house, to stop it. That's my spot. Okay. And in the Tomsk government, which was like the old ancient Russian government, on the eve of the Epiphany, the peasants would place in a certain part of the stove little cakes that that were made expressly for the Domovoy. In other places, a pot of stewed grain is set out on the evening of the 28th of January. So basically, a couple days a year, they just go a little wild, you know? They just have a good spring break for the Domovoys.
they let loose.
Yeah. That being said, this is Modern Takes with Ryan, so we had to figure out, how do we make this modern? They're basically just gremlins for one day a year. therefore, the gremlins are obviously Domovoys, and this is definitely not me just really trying to retcon this in like I did with Bigfoot and Gilly Doo, This is a confirmed, alluring fact that, yeah, the gremlins are domboys. That is all I have.
Folklore news.
Yeah, in other folklore news. Kimmy found this holiday, and I looked for a solid 3 hours trying to find, like, why March 30th. There was nothing. It was just like, nope, that day, for some reason.
I don't know what it is, because it's not connected with a solstice.
Nope. Nothing happens on March 30th.
I don't know. I just think they're Pisces. You know what I think it is? I'm going to be real with you. I think all domboy are Pisces. Because is that Pisces season? Oh, shit. No, that's Aries. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe all domboy are Aries. And I've been wrong this whole time. And they get mad because that's their birthday. And that's their holiday. But no one celebrates it. Yeah. So they lose their shit. Because no one remembers. And because that's they're losing their shit, they can't communicate that it's their holiday. You know?
Yeah.
So it's just chaos.
My theory was, according to nationalholidays.com, March 30th is National Folding Laundry Day. So it's the only day a year you're supposed to fold your laundry, I guess. And the domovoys just really don't like laundry.
That's like goats.
Yeah, like laundry is like right below goats, and it's close.
That checks out. Wow, that wasn't a stretch at all, I think.
No, I think completely accurate, definitely correct. True to the lore.
They even look the same. You can't spot the difference at all, you guys. They look the exact same. There is no difference. Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Yeah. Ooh, they're also Barbie.
They're also bar.
Yeah.
I love it so much. That one's my favorite. Okay. Wow. That was an information dump episode. We haven't done one of those in a good while.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get on to our announcements and then talk about whatever the hell's going on in the lore in the life in charge.
I got a real short one for you today. Kind of same thing I said last week. If you could head over to iTunes and just write us a 5-star review, it really helps raise that our podcast on the platform. If you don't have iTunes, Spotify works, or both. If you have both, for a direct link to either of these, check out our show notes or visit alluring.com/links. Easy enough.
Easy peasy. And I have finally done it. A few of you have been like, hey, Kimmy, I've noticed your recent episode illustration stickers haven't been in the shop. And you are correct. Because I haven't done it until yesterday. So if you go to our shop today, you'll see that all the episode illustrations I have created are now stickers in our lovely little shop. So you can get even the domovoy today as a cute little sticker to put behind your stove, maybe, if it's not a fire hazard and it's safe.
The domovoy appreciate stickers as a gift as well. That was one of the things we left off of our sacrifice list, was stickers. So
that's the most important
thing. I'd say that's probably number one.
So go get a sticker to appease the domovoy so you don't get any goat bones in your house.
No one wants goat bones in their house. They might sacrifice your cock. You don't want that. It's all bad.
Men be wary. So so go check out the shop. I've also re-added the Sage It Out, When in Doubt, Sage It Out collection for all of our OG listeners that have requested it, because I didn't think anyone liked it, so I took it off. And then people are like, Kimmy, where's the Sage It Out? Because now I can get it. Well, now it is back there, and it is there to stay. So go get it. I am going to go get a Sage It Out tank top, because that's what I want.
That sign has been around longer than I've been around. on this podcast. So that's saying something.
That's in my, I have like a very unique art style, I feel like you can tell all the stuff I make is from me. Mm-hmm. And that's more of my like comic art style. Yeah. So I personally like it. It's very clean lines. Everyone love it. There's even a tote bag with it. So anyway, go check out our shop. We do have a lot of really huge announcements. We're going to start talking about them next episode. But if you are on Patreon, you will be getting early access to it. So go check out our Patreon. If you're like join a tier, I think our lowest is $3. If you're not sure you feel about joining a tier, you can just follow us for a minute and kind of see, because I post downloadables all the time, and I have a pretty exciting welcome package, hint hint, coming up for all tiers. So if you're joined before a monthly celebration in May at a paying tier, you'll get an extra goodie in it. But that's all I'm saying. So,
and I imagine by the time this episode comes out, they'll have seen photos, not of exactly what we're doing this weekend, but me and Kimmy are meeting up this weekend. We're finally gonna in person after quite a few years, and we're gonna be doing something very exciting, which I'm reading. We're not gonna talk about on this episode, but it's a coming. It's very exciting. Keep an eye on social media because I'm sure we'll be posting lots of stories.
Make a TikTok together for the first time in like 4 years.
Yeah, so if you're like, what the heck is Ryan talking about, since this episode's coming out in the future, just go check our old posts and you might kind of see what I'm talking about, because it's a very exciting, it's probably the most exciting thing we've done, and I'm very excited.
Listen, if you can find out any detail about the boy or girl your friend is currently seeing through like minimal description on Instagram, you'll be able to connect all the dots with our stuff easily.
It'll be very easy. Yeah, we're not gonna be
so much easy. Like, you can still feel spy like when you're doing it, but it's all going to be there for you.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. Whoa, okay, that's all I got.
Yeah, I think that's all of it. Here's our lowering alignment chart.
What did you write?
So the one we're matching is normal. Okay. The one that is pure chaotic evil, that's on March 30th. Because for summer, National Laundry Day really gets them going. And they just go pure off the rail evil.
You gotta iron the sheets. You gotta iron them. And they just rage.
Yeah, they didn't have dryers back then, you know? Like, when stuff got wrinkly, like, it got wrinkly.
You know, it's really weird when I feel there'll be moments of peace where you and I just really agree with something.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going through a weird matching phase right now, and I don't really like it.
Yeah, what's our, don't worry with the next episode.
Yeah, we haven't done any hot or aquatic creatures in a while. So
we may have an aquatic one next time.
Yeah.
That is also hot.
But yeah, so, for our audio listeners, I put it just kind of pure chaotic, because it's really hard to tell, because some of my stories, he's burning houses down. Other ones, he's tackling cats. But then in Kimmy's stories, it's like, oh, he was like cleaning the house and it's their ancestors. So it's really hard to tell. What we do know is they're just psychotic.
Yeah, I put mine just as chaotic, but I swung it a little bit more good, just because I feel when we have family that we connect with, we're a little bit more dismissive to the red flags, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like the crazy aunt getting a little too drunk at Christmas dinner. It's like, she's just going through it. You know what I mean? So that's kind of
a little too much of her special juice.
Or it's like, grandpa was in the war, so he says things he shouldn't say, but we still love him more.
Yeah, pure chaotic. Yeah. All right. Straight up, and then, then I put it chaotic evil on March 30th, specifically.
On March 30th. That was the one that actually burnt down the house. It was the same day.
Oh, it was on March 30th. Okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Well, don't worry. We got some hotties and aquatic creatures coming up. So I want to be swinging back to what feels right in a moment. Don't you worry. Oh, don't you worry. Speaking of which, send us your hot aquatic folklore suggestions, you guys.
I will say, just out of pure curiosity, I just Googled Domovoy, and I scrolled. There was nothing.
Everyone, there was a light in the heavens today because God gave me strength. There, I could not find, in reading book synopsis to try to grab stories, I found no smut. And I'm so proud.
See, we're saying the opposite. I'm saying there's an opportunity. You're saying you're happy. I'm disappointed. And I'm saying I hope one of our listeners makes some Domovoy smut. Because there can't be... That's not fair for them not to have their own stories.
I think, if anything, people are learning we have very different tastes.
I mean, right, it's now in the name. It's called a dom. Like, come on. It's very simple. I'm just throwing it out there. Somebody do something.
They're like 1 foot tall, right? That's why they haven't done anything with it.
Height doesn't matter. They can figure it out.
Listen,
Kimmy, we've done fairies. Those things are like 2 inches tall. I've seen what you people do on the internet.
Ryan's just grouping me in with smut book TikTok right now, and yes, I feel really attacked. And second of all, in the stories, those fae aren't like a foot tall, okay? They're like beautiful Lord of the Rings elf energy, okay? Yeah, so just to clarify, because I've read a lot, you guys, and I know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. But Ryan's right. Listen,
there's a severe lack of it.
Don't yuck someone's yum. The opportunity is there.
You could be page one of Google, is all I'm saying. Get it on your website.
Listen, if someone writes dumb voice smut, please send it to Ryan. We'll figure something out.
Please, yeah, I'll read it for you. All right. Well, should we get to our takeaways?
Yeah. Man, I don't even know where to go with this one.
I got one. When a domovoy is around, protect your cock.
And that goes back to the smut that Ryan was
so... It's a chicken. Get your mind out of the gutter.
And colorize your animals, I think.
Yeah, whatever that means. Get a colorful cow. So a colorful cow that's also a horse so that the domovoy doesn't steal it, I guess.
Dress your animals in rainbows, yeah, I guess.
Sure. All right.
Pride pattern animals for the domovoy.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh my goodness. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone. This has been alluring. Is that what I say?
Yeah, you just have an absolutely alluring day, and we're going to catch you on the next episode where we talk about something a little hotter.
And that's all for this episode of Alluring. Thank you for taking a seat around the campfire and listening. If you want more alluring, go check out our website, alluring.com. That's alluring.com. You can also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Discord. If you have any questions, folklore, cryptid sightings, or urban legend you would like us to discuss, email us at alluring@gmail.com. If you like this show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It's the best way to help support us and spread the word. Special thanks to Lane Hammonds for our music. If you'd like to show your support and have access to bonus content not posted anywhere else, visit our Patreon page today at patreon.com/alluring and help us keep the firewood burning. Bye-bye now.